With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. This is the story of a man named George Force, but it begins with a visit to New York City by the famed photographer David Douglas Duncan. One day, Duncan was on his way to have lunch with some old friends.
I was going across 45th Street to Life magazine and saw some extraordinary photographs on the sidewalk by a peddler. I thought he'd probably swipe the stuff from Ansel Adams or a photographer of that stature.
They were remarkable photographs of the New York City skyline, and Duncan bought two for $5 each.
That same morning, I'd seen a story about Ansel Adams, a great Western photographer. A picture of his had been auctioned off for $22,000.
Duncan went back to that same corner the next day and bought 14 more photographs to show his pals at Life.
I took them into Life and presented them as though they were my own work. And each of my friends, they were great professional photographers, owed and awed and said, God, David, you're getting better and better.
Those photographs were taken by a street peddler named George Force. David Douglas Duncan took Force under his wing. Time magazine did a story on Force, who also appeared on the Today Show. Force, now in his early 40s, was born in the South Bronx and raised in an orphanage. Over the years, he worked in a variety of low-paying jobs, including that of a messenger.
While I was a messenger, I started to carry a camera around.
Began taking photographs of his native city and got the idea of selling his pictures on the street.
I would see the peddlers in the street, got to know some of them. What attracted me more than anything were the artisans or the craftsmen.
The day David Douglas Duncan saw Forrest's photographs was the day his life began to change.
He wanted to be sure they were really mine before he was going to purchase even those first two.
At Duncan's direction, George Forrest photographed and processed the magnificent pictures that appear in his 136-page book, New York, New York, The Masterworks of a Street Peddler.
I've been on, what do they call it, the tour? Just like the celebrities.
I compare him to old Jonathan Livingston Seagull. He taught himself to fly with a camera against every odds, and he beat him.
Photographers David Douglas Duncan and George Force. Their book is New York, New York, Masterworks of a Street Peddler. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.